With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota's lone U.S. House member is urging party leaders in both congressional chambers, as well as President Trump, to return to the negotiating table for another COVID relief package. Republican Dusty Johnson joins 24 other Republicans and 25 other Democrats, called the Problem Solvers Caucus, urging leaders to consider their bipartisan relief package. The announcement comes after President Trump announced he's ending negotiations until after the election. The president has expressed some support for the group's COVID relief package. The group says inaction is not an option. Twice, South Dakota Republicans rejected a proposal to include tribal schools in a $500 per student COVID relief package. In a resolution passed during a special session on Monday, lawmakers approved using some of its CARES Act money for public and private school students. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Kristi Noem says the state will direct $75 million in aid for public and private schools as part of how the state will spend the $1.25 billion in federal COVID relief money. That's in addition to what the federal government has already given public and private schools. Noem announced that program in early September. State Democrats want tribal schools included. It would cost the state $3.4 million from its CARES Act allotment. State Senator Troy Heinert is a Democrat from Mission. He says in 2019 there were about 6,700 students enrolled in tribal and Bureau of Indian Education schools. He says the state should be fair and extend COVID relief dollars to tribal schools as well.
What's different is public and private now got $500 out of the state. BIE and tribal didn't. Now, if these kids are South Dakota kids, we should include them, straight up. If you don't think so, go ahead, vote no.
It failed, both in the Senate and when House Democrats brought the same amendment when the resolution reached that chamber. John Wick is a Republican senator from Big Stone City. He says the BIE have a pool of money directly given to them by the CARES Act.
And I believe we should direct our congressional delegation to make sure that money goes down per the federal guidance on a $500 per student basis.
Tribes can also appropriate portions of their CARES Act money directly to tribal schools. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Governor Kristi Noem has no plans to get tested for the coronavirus before heading back out to campaign for the president this week, even though she attended a fundraiser with him shortly before he tested positive. Noem's spokesman Ian Fury says she has, quote, no plans to get tested in the immediate future because she has not been in close contact with anyone who tested positive for COVID-19. Noem tested negative the day before last Wednesday's fundraiser in Minnesota. President Donald Trump's announcement that he tested positive led to a flurry of testing by politicians who spent time with him recently. Two South Dakota college professors invented a better way to purify pharmaceuticals. Now their startup has been acquired by a larger company. SDPB's Seth Tupper has more.
Todd Minkhouse and Hao Fong started their research 14 years ago at South Dakota Mines in Rapid City. Minkhouse says they study nanofibers,
which are really, really small diameter fibers. They're about 1,000 times smaller than a human hair. So you can imagine how tiny these things are.
They developed a way to make the fibers into membranes. The membranes can purify medications and vaccines up to 100 times faster than existing methods.
So it's kind of like a sponge or a filter, whereas all of the material that's going through this filter or starts on one end of the filter and it goes through, our nanofibers capture all of the bad stuff and let all the good stuff go through very selectively.
Minkhouse and Fong turned their research into a company called NanoPurell. They moved the company into a business incubator on the mine's campus. Then they expanded to an additional lab in Sioux Falls. Now, the company's been acquired by Gamma Biosciences, which is based in California. Terms were not disclosed, but a mine's news release describes the deal as unique in its magnitude and importance. Minkhaus says it's the payoff for a lot of hard work.
It hasn't been easy. You know, it only took, 14 years to be an overnight success, I guess, is what they say.
Nanoparel will continue to operate in South Dakota. Minkhaus says the company is not currently associated with any COVID-19 vaccines, but he says the company's technology could help produce the vaccines much faster and cheaper. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
An inmate serving a life sentence for kidnapping and rape is asking the South Dakota Supreme Court for a new trial. Harry David Evans says several aspects of his 2019 trial were unfair. One issue he raises is that the Seventh Circuit trial judge allowed evidence of Evans' misconduct from about 25 years earlier. The South Dakota Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday. Victoria Wicks has more of this report for SDPB.
According to the state, Harry David Evans was obsessive and violent during his relationship with the victim, a Custer County woman he met on a dating website. Sometime after the victim dumped him, Evans entered her home through a window, bound her with duct tape, drove her elsewhere, and then returned to her home and raped her. At trial, the judge allowed the state to bring in Evans' ex-wife to testify. Rapid City attorney John Murphy represents Evans in his appeal. He tells justices that the ex-wife's testimony did not establish motive, the purpose for which the trial judge allowed it. He says the testimony instead showed propensity, which is not an allowed reason to admit prior bad acts evidence.
The trial court judge said Ms. Evans' testimony was admissible because it went to show how Mr. Evans tended to behave, act, and react when he was put in a scenario. And that scenario being when his relationships with women were ending. That, I would submit to this court, is the definition of propensity.
Murphy says a quarter of a century passed between Evans's conduct with his wife and with his girlfriend, with no evidence of bad acts in the interim. Murphy tells justices that the trial judge did not give a limiting instruction before the ex-wife testified to outline the parameters for considering her testimony. Assistant Attorney General Quincy Kierstad disagrees. He says the trial judge applied the factual relevance tests required by rules of evidence.
The court found that a motive here demonstrated essentially the existence of a motive when there was a relationship between the victims, especially when it's of a nature of jealousy, hatred, antipathy.
Justices will release an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.